This is Drunk Thoughts While Sober. Thank you for tuning in. I have Nikki with me.
As I Hey, everybody. What's up? How y'all doing?
I just want to remind you of the contest to send in, you know, your submissions. Don't forget the number is 708-232-3773. And it's about this month. It's about kinky things that people ask you to do, and did you do them? And this will be the last installment in that series. And I'm going to get right into it if Nikki is ready.
I'm as ready as I'm going to be.
That's right, because you have no clue what I'm going to say.
I have no idea.
Yeah. Well, it's not as bad as last week's revelation. So, I talked about this woman one other time. I talked about her on the episode, I think it was Trifling People. It might have been. Mm-hmm. Whatever episode it was, last season, it was basically she was the one who smeared feces on the fan for her brother.
Mm.
Yeah. She's a little messed up in the head. I'm not gonna lie. You know, but she, you know, she had a banging body for a woman who was, you know, 19 at the time. And, you know, when you're in your 20s, that's all you think about is the other person's physical attraction. Sometimes you don't think about, man, are they really messed up mentally?
Mm-hmm.
As you do, you know, later in life.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she had a fantasy that was, she had a rape fantasy. I just put it out there.
Excuse me?
Yes. Yes. Rape. I can't make this up.
I do not condone this.
No, and as someone who, you know, thinks that's one of the most despicable acts ever.
I cannot.
She didn't want to be, like, physically raped, right?
Mm-mm.
No, she didn't want to be, like, raped, but she wanted to be, like, she told me, like, one time she was walking down, you know, the street, and she had to cross underneath one of the overpasses here. And she, like, wanted a bunch of sexy men to basically just come rip her coat off.
Yeah, okay. That just hurt my heart. I'm sorry, no. Mm-mm.
Well, I mean, she liked rough sex, so, I mean, that's to be expected with someone who enjoys that type of sex, I guess.
No, not for her to say something like that. That is a traumatic experience.
I agree.
How could that be a fantasy? Like, oh my God. I'm sorry, y'all. I just can't get down, with that. Mm-mm.
Okay.
Finish your story.
So, I get where you're coming from, and you're a woman, so you feel completely different than I do, even though I know rape is a terrible thing, it's a terrible fantasy to have. You know, generally men aren't the ones getting raped out here in these streets, let's just be honest. So we don't view it or think about it the same way you would. But yeah, that was her fantasy. And so the only way I knew to satisfy that fantasy was I caught her on the side of her building. Like, she knew I was on my way, but she didn't see me. And she was walking, you know, down the gangway towards the backyard. And I ran up on her and pushed her up against the building and started filling her up. And once she realized it was me, I guess it turned on and we had sex, like standing up, you know, outside. But as far as like physically simulating what would happen and if I were to try to rape someone, I couldn't do that mentally. Couldn't. Yeah. I mean, I tried as hard as I could because I liked her as a person. You know, she was a very vindictive person, never towards me, but you know. And she talked about other fantasies she had. I mean, they were all like being bound and gagged and handcuffed. So I guess she just liked being overpowered. You know what I'm saying? I don't think she knew how to express it other than the words of rape. You know,
Yeah,
she's
that's
19.
yeah, but to use that word to express a fantasy like that's not cool. That's not cool.
I appreciate your sentiments on the subject, but I
She
mean,
could have used other things like
she's 19.
dominated or
She's
yeah, but
19.
still, you know, still be like, that ain't cool. Oh my God, I'm sorry. I'm
Okay.
sorry. I'm sorry I meant my feelings about that because that's just not something that you want to hear somebody say.
Generally, no.
Like,
Well, I
it's
didn't
women
know.
out here who are actually getting that happens to them, and it's just a really sensitive subject.
Well, I didn't know what to say back because, for one, it wasn't our first time having sex when she told me this. We had, like, it was like we had just got done having sex, and she was telling me about her fantasies. And I want to say, I told her that I was into, you know, what I was into. I don't want to say that I don't need to know what I'm into.
What are you into?
Yeah, I don't need to know what I'm
You
into.
might as well share it.
I'm not, but see, my stuff is normal.
What are you into? What's normal? Tell us a little bit about that.
Why do I have to share my stuff?
Because you're sharing all these stories, and you might as well
Okay,
chew at what you like.
but these people are nameless. I haven't said anyone's name, you know, what
Okay.
they look like. You'll
Okay.
never know anything about them.
Okay.
I told their secrets, but not their name. All right?
Okay.
And you'll never meet them.
Okay. Share a little bit about what you into.
That's not cool, Nikki. I'll share if you share.
I'm not into anything.
Oh, you're not?
No. I'm not.
See,
I'm just.
this is what I told you.
I'm not into anything.
This is what I
I know
told
not in what.
y'all, she has sex in the missionary position only. All right, and she doesn't enjoy it. That's her sex life.
Okay. You don't know my sex life, okay? So anyway, I'm not into these. I'm not into these different types of fantasies. I just love to. That's all.
She
Period.
wears skirts down to her ankles every
You
day.
wish. You wish.
All you can see is her shoes.
You wish.
All
Why
right.
you hating on me? Because I'm not into into kinky things. Why are you hating?
Everybody's into something kinky. You just don't know what it is yet.
I'm not into that. I just like to make love. Period. What you into?
Well, the reason why
I done shared mine.
reason why me and you didn't.
I because I'm not into anything. I'm not. Seriously, I'm not. If I was something, I would share that, but I'm not. I don't have no fantasies. I just have a fantasy of being with my man and making love to him. That is all. Period. Now.
Oh, okay.
I'm serious.
Tell that to somebody who don't know about, who ain't never been in these streets. Tell that to some.
Okay, well, if that's how you feel, that's how you feel. I'm speaking my truth.
I was born, but not last night.
I'm speaking my truth.
All right.
I, as you can see, I have one kinky story, have I? Because I have none. I have none. Period.
No, see, women, y'all hide
I'm
everything.
not hiding anything.
Y'all hold it close to y'all chest, and will take it to your grave.
Let me tell you something. If I had something to share, I would share it. I have not had anything. First of all, I wasn't in these streets like that. I wasn't fucking everybody. Okay, let's make
Language.
that
This is a
clear.
family show.
This is not a
This
family
is,
show.
I
We talking
told you,
about
it's
kinky
a
shit,
family
period.
show.
No, it is
Look,
not.
I'm
Okay.
sharing this with the kids. This is for the
Brian,
kids.
be shut up because this is not. Okay, this is far beyond that. Okay.
All right,
So
for
I
kids.
was not in these streets fucking anybody and everybody, okay?
Effing anybody.
So, period,
Being with
okay?
anybody. Could have said any of those
Just
things.
because your body count is high, okay?
Nobody said my body count was high.
Yeah, oh, okay. Let's your body high, okay? Just because your body count is high
Assumptions.
does not make it the same for me, okay? I never was into all this stuff, okay? Whatever you've been talking about, I don't know shit about that. Period. 'Cause that's just not the person I am.
Children, I apologize for her language. You should never use that language.
Ever. Ain't no children listening to this
All the
podcast. And
children.
if the children is listening to this podcast, shame on the parents. 'Cause they shouldn't be listening to this.
Anyway, the only
Now,
reason me and her got on that subject, literally, is because I was telling her, I was saying something kinky to her. I was telling her I wanted to tie her up, next time.
okay.
Sometimes it's fun to tie their hands to the bedpost and then legs. Where they can't move. All you can do is take it. Because y'all like to run. Y'all women like to run when it gets good. I don't know why. I would think you would want to stay in place because it's feeling good, but y'all like to run. It makes no sense. It's backwards to me.
Okay.
And that's
So you
how.
went to tying people up.
I mean, yeah, it's just a little kink. It's not like full on what she was talking about.
So did she let you tie her up?
We never got that far. Now, this other woman I was dealing with, she got a whole kink set. I actually saw it.
Okay.
And it's got the soft stuff, for you to slip your hands into, so you don't get hurt and all that. She got actual set. And I was looking at that set and I was like, ooh. And then she left it kind of like out in the open for me to see. And I was thinking to myself, like, was she trying to send me hints? Was she trying to figure out, would that turn me off? Or, was I approved? That's how I kind of felt. Even though me and her, we've never been intimate in any kind of way, I just felt that, when I come in your crib and that's out in the open. Well, what would you think, Nikki? Honestly.
I would have walked out the door.
It was boxed up. It wasn't like it was,
I was like, oh, time to go. That's just me. Who leaves that out in the open?
Well, also, well, technically, she had just gotten over being sick. So her house was a little chaotic than it normally is. Normally she's a quite a very organized person, very clean person. But, you know, she had just got over COVID, which reminds me, get y'all shots. I know y'all don't, a lot of y'all niggas don't wanna get the shot, get the shot. Just go ahead and do it. But she had just got over COVID, and she had been over COVID for like maybe 2 weeks, and I came to check on her. And, you know, she had stuff everywhere. It wasn't like it was nasty, like food was all over the place, but you know, she just had. You know how when you're drained, you just come in and you just drop stuff and you don't care about putting it in its proper place, you know? And COVID does that. So I understood. Her house is clean last time I went over there, though. It's clean now. It's just, you know, I just thought that was funny that that was out in the open. I thought I was getting a signal. I was getting a bad signal. Like, come on in. What? What's the sci-fo?
Nothing.
You don't think it
Nothing
was the
at
best
all.
signal? You don't think it was the
You
best signal?
always think you're getting a damn bad signal to do something.
I mean, it was staring me in the face. It was right there when you come in the house on
That's
the
the first
chair.
thing you saw when you came in the door. Ding, 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 ding.
No, it wasn't the first thing I saw.
Get
It
out
was
of
on the
here.
chair. It was on the chair around the corner after I hung up my coat, took off my shoes. It was on the chair. Or, you know, on a.
Okay. All right.
I thought she wanted to use it right then and there.
All
What? I held my composure though, you know, I didn't go all out and lose my mind and, you know. But one more, and I'm done with this subject for the foreseeable future. So, I was in a re actual relationship for once with this next person. It wasn't like I was dating them or just sleeping with them. She was really into hentai. I don't know if you know what hentai is.
No.
Basically, it's cartoon porn, you know, the Japanese cartoon porn.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Okay.
Yeah, she would watch that stuff by even by herself, and it turned her on. Which I always thought it was just a, like I've seen it before, I've watched it before. I just, you know, it's never turned me on. It was just always a joke to me, like, you know, because they're just over the top with it. That was hilarious.
Okay.
But she was really, really into this, and in hentai. They do a lot of what's called bukkake. I don't know if you know what bukkake is.
If I don't know what hentai, I don't know what that is. If I don't know what
Basically,
that hentai, what is it, hentai? I don't know what that is until you just
basically,
told me. So I don't know what the other stuff is.
so basically, bukkake is about a lot of face shots. You know what I'm saying? About multiple men. You know, she taking face shots.
Okay.
He had that fantasy. Now, this is my woman, so I ain't sharing her with no other man. So that ain't never, ever, ever, you know what I'm saying, gonna happen with my, I could ever look at my woman like that after, you know, a whole bunch of men just did that. But I did find a small compromise. Just a small one, you know. I would do it my. Yeah, I would do it myself. I thought it was a strange thing for a woman to be into, considering most women don't want nothing like that to hit their face. Y'all, you know, y'all lose y'all mind to hit the face, hair. You know, y'all don't be cool. Y'all want to fight.
To
You
each
know.
his own, to each his own, to
Yeah,
each
just.
his own. If that's what gets her off, then that's what gets her. It's too much for me, though.
Well, you know, I've met a lot of people.
Too much for me.
I ain't saying I slept with them all. I'm not gonna lie on my penis and say I slept with every last one of them I've met and talked about stuff like this with. But what I will say is that they say some interesting stuff. And I don't know why people feel comfortable opening up to me most of the time.
But sometimes people seek out other people who may be relatable to
No, but I have people telling me it just ain't like on subjects of this type of stuff. Like people tell me like their innermost, deepest thoughts of what's going on in their lives. And I'll be like, dude, shut up. I don't want to hear it. Like,
Yeah, right.
no, seriously. Seriously, I've
True.
heard some things where
True.
I was like, you should have kept that to yourself. Like we coworkers. Like we not even friends. You know what I'm saying? Outside of work. Like I don't call you and say, let's hang out. You know? No, seriously. Yeah. Like we not cool. I don't know why people feel do I have a kind face? Do I seem like I actually listen and want to listen? I don't know. But yeah.
Well,
Anyway,
can't answer that.
this has been Drunk Thoughts While Sober. Thank you, Nikki, for joining me. Don't forget about our contest, y'all. And we will speak to you again in a week.
Viewer discretion advised.
This is for your children. All right.
No, it's
You share
not.
this.
Do not let your
Share
children
it
be
with
sold,
the
okay?
you.
Do
Share with you.
not.
We're on
No.
Apple Podcasts. We're on anywhere you can get your podcast needs, Spotify, all of it. Rate us and review us and share it with your kids. Because
No, don't do it.
we for the kids.
No.
We all about the
Think
kids.
responsibly. Think responsibly. Thank
Bye.
you.